I'm Stan, and this is Horny Music, where each week I will play you a selection of songs with horns in from a vague theme of my choice. This week's loose theme is Africa.
We'll be right back. Looking for the perfect night out? UBC Fashion Club is bringing the ultimate throwback party to Beaumont Studios on Thursday, December 7th.
Indie Sleaze Night!
A 19 plus rave from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. What's Indie Sleaze? It's a time machine to the wild Tumblr and MySpace days, when messy eyeliner, thrifted graphic tees, and pure unfiltered fun ruled the scene.
We've got a killer DJ lineup featuring DJ Trustworthy, Leo, Nick, and DJ Crown Jewel, spinning a variety of styles all night long.
And the dress code? Anything goes. Skinny jeans, bleached roots, vintage jackets, bring your best Indie Sleaze energy and show us what you've got. Tickets are selling fast, so hit the link in our Instagram bio at FashionClubUBC now to grab yours. Indie Sleaze Night, happening Thursday, December 7th at Beaumont Studios from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Get ready to party like it's 2012. Don't miss it.
Before that, we had Up, Up and Away by Hugh Masekela. When I was putting together this episode, I sort of started with the Colonel, a few songs, and then loose theme of Africa, and I was finding more and more songs and realizing that every single one in some way linked to Fela Kuti, who we'll be playing later. Like, called by many the father of Afrobeat, makes really cool music, or made really cool music. Hugh Masekela is one of the looser links, but he's covered a few of Fela Kuti's tracks, worked with Tony Allen, who we'll also hear later, played the flugel, plays the trumpet absolutely beautifully, and was born in South Africa, picked up the trumpet at like 15 after watching a film about it, and then just absolutely smashed it. Like, his trumpet playing is gorgeous. I love it so much. Up next, we've got a track by Ebo Taylor. The Fela link here is that when Ebo was living in London, Fela came to visit and they play records together. Talk more about that afterwards, but here is Love and Death Part 2 by Ezekiel and Ebo Taylor.
Brothers and sisters,
brothers and sisters,
lend me your ears,
lend me your ears,
listen to my story,
listen to my story,
of love and death,
of love and death.
See, I fell deep in love, yeah,
I fell deep in love,
with Amal Fosua,
yeah, with Amal Fosua,
the girl of my dreams. The kiss of death.
It was the kiss of death.
Walk hand in hand.
That was Love and Death Part 2 by Ebo Taylor and Ezekiel. Ebo Taylor was the, I don't know if you can, not quite father, was a pivotal figure in the genre of music called High Life, which is something from Ghana. A mix of like traditional African music and then Western jazz with Western instruments. Failure, it's a bit older than Afrobeat, and I was reading an interview between someone in Ebo who was telling them that Failure had told him that he had to make way for Afrobeat, that it was the new thing, and that High Life was getting old, and only old people were listening to it now, which I think happens a lot with lots of genres. People say that all the time, but High Life is still about, it's just changed. Coming up next, we've got a song by featuring Tony Allen and by the Falls frontman Yanis, who had a 2-day session with Tony Allen in Paris with some fantastic musicians, and turned out this album, and it's brilliant. It's called Lagos, Paris, London, I think, because of where some of the people were from, and it's absolutely fantastic. I thoroughly recommend checking it out.
Lost my sacrifice.
Father, you carry me, no tears, no objection. My blessing, my blessing. Tell me I don't know of your pain and your struggles. My lesson, my lesson. It takes a village to get you through your battles. My people, my people.
Give me sense, sweet out my eyes. It's a wonderful sacrifice. Give me sense, sweet out my eyes. Sweet out my eyes.
That was Carry Me by Nubian Twist and Sheyun Kuti, Fela Kuti's son. We had, before that, Under the Strikes by Yanis Nio and Tony Allen. I feel like I should say a bit more about Tony Allen. He was pretty influential. He headed Fela Kuti's band, Africa 70, for like 10 years in the 60s and 70s, and is one of the best drummers ever. Brian Eno said he was the best. Fela has stated that without Tony Allen there would be no Afrobeat, so it's a good thing that Tony Allen existed. Happy for that. Nubian Twist are a band from Leeds, actually, which is where I'm from. Shout out Leeds. And they're playing, I think they're playing at some point soon, which is really annoying because I'm in Vancouver. There's a few people, really topical because they all have horns in them as well, that are playing in Leeds. So my brother, who is younger than me and has nicked most of my music taste, which is fine, spread the love, but is going to go and see these bands that I love and can't see, which is, I'll have to like keep an eye out for when they're touring in the future. So he's going next month. He's seeing Ezra Collective, who will definitely, I mean, we'll be playing all these on the show, take that for granted. He's seeing Ezra Collective, he's seeing the Hot 8 Brass Band. I love them so much, they're so good. And yeah, so New and Twisted from Leeds, loads of great bands from Leeds, great city. Thoroughly recommend you visiting if you're ever in the UK. And it was featuring Fela Kuti's son. So two links there. They're on their website, actually, they do say that their number one influence is Fela Kuti, which is, so they must have been absolutely over the moon to get his son to play on one of their songs. Up next, we've got Zombie by Fela Kuti. It's a 12-minute track. I'm not planning on playing all of it for you, but we'll get a pretty decent chunk done. I've listened to this song a lot because I was doing an art project in my foundation year, which was about visualizing music, and we had to pick songs from a list, or pick a song from a list. Chose this one. I think I had it on repeat for like 4 hours a day for maybe like a month and a half. Just ended up being like really nice background music, and then I'd sort of tune into it to inform like what I was drawing and the research I was doing and stuff. But as part of doing that, ended up reading quite a lot about Fela Kuti and the history, none of which I knew, behind his music. He was really political. So Zombie refers to the soldiers of the Nigerian government who he did not have a good relationship with. And they threw his mum out of a window. She's survived, but, you know, it's not nice to be thrown out of a window, defenestrated. So incredibly political, very passionate about music and championing, like, African music. Quite a few different interviews I was reading before this about people talking about their relationship to him, just conveying how much he loved what he did. And, I mean, there's some absolutely fantastic saxophone on this track. I ended up doing a series of screen prints based on this song. It was great. And then after that, loved that like whole process so much, went on to do more like art based on music, some like retrospective gig posters, for one of which was for Riot Jazz Brass Band, who will probably be played in the upcoming weeks too. Have a listen. This is Zombie by Fela Kuti. We'll be right back.
go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, not go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, not go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, not go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie. Unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, not go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, not go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, not go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie.
Tell him to go straight, na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, na joro jara joro. Tell him to go kill a joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, a joro jara joro. Tell him to go quench a joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, a joro jara joro. Go and kill,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench,
joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench,
joro jara joro.
Go and kill,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Go and kill
Joro Jara Joro.
Put up all the
verse,
Joro Jara Joro. Zombie win a one way, Joro Jara Joro. Zombie win a one way, Joro Jara Joro. Zombie win a one way.
That was Zombie by Fela Kuti. I have a bit more to say about this. There's some really cool extra information. So there's a drum that Fela Kuti uses in his music called the Dun Dun. It's got lots of different names, but that's one of them. And it looks a bit like an hourglass. It's got like chords, that tensioned chords that you can rub against your body while you're playing it in order to change the pitch. And the like sort of areas it's used in West Africa, where it's from, the languages are quite tonal. And so they use these drums to send messages like ceremonies that are coming up, or warnings, or over like distances like of 5 miles, like relays of these drummers, of these like messengers, which is so cool. It's so cool. It's so clever. And yeah, and he uses them in his music. You can kind of hear them a little bit, but I mean, such a cool thing. Love it. I also feel like I need to talk a bit about the difference between saxophone and trumpet, because there's some absolutely gorgeous saxophone on that. But as a trumpet player, I am slightly biased. It's horny music. We're including the saxophones as like a horn, the horn section of a band. But there's something about the tone of brass music that just does everything for me. It's so nice, and I love good sax too. And that was really good sax, but I don't know. There's a few places in Birmingham where I'm back at uni in the UK, and there's one called the... I can't remember what it's called, but there's a weekly jazz night that the club puts on. And there's always these saxophone players just like taking loads of time up and doing these really complicated sets. Honestly, I'm just being biased. There's this one guy I don't like. Saxophones are fine. It's fine, but he hogs the stage. But yeah, we've got... Coming up next... we'll have some more Hugh Masekela, and there's some absolutely gorgeous trumpet playing in this. His tone is just incredible. I'll talk a bit about the upcoming weeks as well. The way I'm going to do this, I think, is find a few songs as like a kernel of an idea, and then build on there. So a few ideas I've got coming up. I think we're definitely going to do like a Latin American, Central South America, some Cuban, like Buena Vista Social Club, salsa-y, get a bit of a mix of stuff there. I when I was doing my exams before university, I ended up somehow listening to salsa music every time I did math revision. I think I picked it because I don't speak Spanish that well, and so like normally when I'm listening to music and there's lyrics, my brain sort of latches onto those. It's quite distracting when you're doing work. But I ended up like Pavloving myself to the point that whenever I hear salsa music now, it makes me think of revising maths. But only very quickly, I still love salsa music and the dancing. That's really cool too. Also thinking definitely like some film and TV, episode themed around that, because there's some good like soundtracks and also songs that were used in films. There's a How to Train Your Dragon brass band medley that I absolutely love that will definitely be being played. I also need to find out a way to shoehorn some like Jimmy Cliff or like the specials in. I'm not shoehorn, but like an episode around those, because there's some, again, really, really nice horn playing. But this is Marketplace by Hugh Masekela.
Shimmering in purples and yellows, and all the shades sparkling in the skies in the rainbows of the Congo. Conroe hair in a million braids, eyes lit up like the northern star, a smile that weaves a spell when she goes to look into my eyes. She's turning me on with fever as she passes me by. Walking right beside her, really turning her on. When I tell her I'm going wherever, she'll be going when she leaves the market. Right away, I'm going to carry a bag of vegetables. Ho, ho, now. We walk towards the road that goes down to the village. Hey, hey, now. She lost the door that leads into her heart. I said, yella mama, yella, yella.
The talking drums and the xylophones, all the dum-dums and the tumbas, they were wailing. We had a night time of ecstasy, and we woke up to the roar of the lion. She had to rise to the marketplace, vegetable stall at the marketplace. That's where the sun rises. I won't forget the day the sun came shining in. I won't forget the day the sun came shining in. All the tum-tums and the tumbas, they were waiting.
vegetable stall at the marketplace. That's where the sun rises. I won't forget the day the sun came shining in.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Before that, we had Marketplace by Hugh Masekela. I love that track so much. It's so nice. The harmonies in the chorus tickle my brain, and the flute intro, although it's not horns, but that's fine because there's some gorgeous trumpet later, is really nice. I love whistling along to that. We've got something new up next. I realized that when I was putting this together that it was all music that I already knew. And one of the reasons I wanted to like do a show is to have a really good reason to find new music. So I found this compilation album on Spotify called Soundway Presents Ghana Special, some high life music, which I talked about before, from like the 60s. And just clicked through a few songs until I found one that was cool. We've also, after that, I think we'll have something a bit different. I realized that I'm definitely just going to want to play... Basically, so the segment will be a cheat song. That it's going to have horns in it, but it's not going to fit in the theme. And I think it's nice to mix it up a little bit. Sometimes it's just something that one week that I'm really, really enjoying and want to share with you guys. I mean, that's the whole premise of the show. I love music with like horns in them. I want to share that. It's so uplifting. It's just great. And there's so much of it. And up next, we've got Kien Kien Bi Adi Ma'awu by K Frimpong.
Thank you. COVID in Pabatia Mu. Son is so you can save your one in you. Now COVID in Pabatia Mu. Son is so you can save your one in you. Gentlemen, Gima.
Was Kenkembi Adi Ma'awu by K Frimpong. So up next in a moment we'll have a song by Berlioz. This is my cheat song. This is not in any way linked to Africa or Fela Kuti, although I'm sure you could find a few degrees of separation that will get you there. This is from an album called Open This Wall, and I played it on repeat for like 2 months this summer. My top tracks this year have like almost all of this album in, and it's absolutely brilliant. It's like really cool, accessible jazz. I say that because some jazz, as a trumpet player that has tried, and well, I've done a few like lessons with my teacher trying to do improv stuff, it's really tricky. Some jazz is definitely just for musicians. Some jazz is played by musicians for musicians, and if you understand it, you like it, but it's like really inaccessible. And I still love some of that stuff. It's not that, I mean, most jazz is really cool. jazz is awesome. But yeah, had this album on repeat when was in Spain over the summer with my family, and just forced them to listen to this for like 4 hours a day. My brother got on the bandwagon pretty quickly. I think he's off to see Berlioz as well in the UK to add to the other gigs that he gets to go to that I can't, which is, again, endlessly frustrating. But I'm not going to be jealous. I'm very happy for him. The track I'm playing you from this album is the opening track. There's another one that I prefer that I'm going to find a way to play or maybe use as a kernel to build another episode around another time. You've been listening to Horny Music. I hope you enjoyed, and I will see you next week. This is called Ascension by Berlioz.
Thank you.